what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they make excellent transitions into our teaching. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media does an excellent job of brain bleaching. See, so ours is teaching, and theirs is brain bleaching. Get that? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I'm a baby, and if I don't get what I want, I cry. And I wanted a radio show. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. In fact, I even sound like a Muppet, but that's okay, because for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a great question. What is it in our Christian walk that we act like babies in? And what is it that we need to grow up in? Little self-evaluation there. You can answer that question to yourself before the Lord. That would also be good. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call. I know, it's a phone. It's super scary, but we're going to try and help you get over that. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. Now, I'm going to say it a little slower because some people think I talk too fast. It's that fast. I'm not going to do it that fast. I'm going to do it this slow. 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call, friends, brothers and sisters, children of all ages, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite!
Talking to Dynamite D, that's like working out, but not feeling exhausted afterwards.
Oh, wow, Dave. Good job.
That's not too shabby. 17 miles on the bike at kind of high level. Just kind of, I'm feeling pretty good.
The people in San Diego, they don't know, Dave, when you work out sometimes, we got to say, tone it down, Dave. Don't go so hard on your workout.
Sometimes Dave finishes working out and people look over and say, should we call the hospital? I don't know. Do we call an ambulance? What do we do? Anyway, you can reach out to us by phone. We love it. It's fun. You can also text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483.
214-210-8483.
I don't know what the text rates are for you, but that's okay. It shouldn't be that much. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's not King David. It's just David. Trust me, not named after a king. David@hemustincrease.org. That's the email, hemustincrease.org. We're also going to send you up to the website. We love to do that, and we want to make sure you understand what's going on the website. For those that are newer to the show, it's a great place to get an understanding of the website. It gives you a little bit of my background on that website. Like, for those that don't know, I went initially into school and got a Bachelor of Arts degree in Leadership and Ministry, 4.0, summa cum laude. That was kind of nice. Then I went on to Regent University and got a Master's in Theological Studies. That's where I got my one and only A-.
Oh, wow.
That's very discouraging, by the way. She was wrong. It was a bad grade. And then I went on to get my doctorate, and that was, of course, 4.0, and that's in strategic Christian ministry. So it's not the quality of my voice, trust me. It has much more to do with what we're trying to say, and we're hoping that that's a blessing for you. That information, by the way, is on the website, plus an opportunity to give if you are inclined to do so. On the website, we are giving scriptures for our giving process because we're looking for partners. 2 Corinthians 8:3 says, "For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord." Love that. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That is our way of saying get ready for this teaching that's coming.
That's a great little segue there.
That is a great segue. I will tell you right now, I need you to be praying for the audience. You might hear people as they call in or as we're talking about people. Please be an August buddy when you hear somebody's name. You pray for them. You don't have to spend 15 hours a day praying for them. You mention them in prayer, asking the Lord to bless and help them and meet their needs. It's just a nice way to add into all of our prayer lives the opportunity to fulfill the law of Christ that Jesus set before us, which is to carry one another's burdens. And as Galatians says, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Okay? That's that part. We're going to get into blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Da-da-da! Before we get there, I'm going to tell you up ahead of time, if you ever have any questions, you want to reach out to us, you can do that through the website. You can also reach out to the show during the show. We'll do the best we can to accommodate you. But what we want to do more than anything else is help people draw closer to the Lord. And all the stuff that you go through and all the stuff that I go through and all the stuff that we're dealing with to misunderstand the necessity of drawing close to the Lord and staying close to the Lord is an absolute, absolute critical issue. Jesus had a phenomenal ministry untouched by anybody, anywhere, and he was continually in communion with the Father by the Spirit. So it's like, okay, right relationship begets right ministry. And so for all the things that you're looking for, if you're like, I want to do this for the kingdom, I want to do this, I want to do this, I'm hoping to do this, great. Have a substantially solid relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Christianity is many things to many people. I know to the world it's just a religion, but to those who are Christian, absolute Bible-believing, born-again Christians, it is a living relationship with the living God made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's what our faith is about, okay? Now, having said all that, we're not going to do a drum roll because this is not the nicest portion of Scripture for those that are considering it. Here is what the text says. Jesus makes a very specific statement in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, regarding anyone who's either opposed to him or is for him. Anybody that isn't helping Jesus is opposed to him from Jesus's perspective, specifically dealing with the kingdom of darkness. Verse 31, every sin or blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which can never be forgiven. Anyone who blasphemes against me, the Son of Man, can be forgiven. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. Now, I notice that in the world today, there's not a lot of people that like to quote things that Jesus has to say that doesn't support their political or cultural positions. But that is not okay, because the Word of God is not a smorgasbord that you get to pick and choose whatever you want, whenever you want. You're not going to a place where you can say, well, I'll have some potatoes, and I'll have some of this, but I'm not going to have this. It's the full counsel of God. And Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you at my return. So let's get it straight. Jesus did not mince words. There's nothing here that you can get into or they go, oh, he didn't mean it. Yeah, right. He said it three times. It's also in the Gospel of Mark. Here he says very specifically, you know what? You just told the crowd and me that my powers to cast out an evil spirit are from Satan. Let me explain something to you, youngins, what you need to understand about that. You can say anything you want against me, Jesus said, but you speak about the Holy Spirit that way, bammo, whammo, you in trouble. You can actually blaspheme the Son of God and be forgiven in repentance. But you know what you can't do? You can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So understanding the situation, Jesus cast out a spirit out of somebody, and the Pharisees, who already didn't like Jesus and were never going to accept Jesus, said, "You're doing this by the power of Satan." And then Jesus drops this on them. So let's understand a couple of things. The word blasphemy, blasphemo in the Greek, has to do with speaking evil of or insulting or slandering. That's number one. Number two, this is an issue. This is a question I get asked a ton. "Dr. Dave, I'm a Christian. I'm afraid I might blaspheme the Holy Spirit." That can't happen. You're thinking, what do you mean that can't happen? Christians cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit who lives inside of them. It doesn't work that way. This is geared towards those who reject Jesus continually and deliberately and then attribute to him the power of God being the power of Satan. So let's at least understand. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is doable, but not if you're a genuine believer in the Lord, because you already know, man, I'm a mess. I need help. I need Jesus.
You know the crazy thing about this, Dave, and you won't even believe this. This is an area that the enemy tried to affect me with as a child.
Wow.
As a child. And it'll devastate your mind as a kid because you're trying to process it, and it's like, but you don't know it. That's how you know it's an attack of Satan.
That's right.
That particular area. How wild is that?
All right, now watch. I'm going to give you 6 different scholars, okay? If you want the reference of who they are, it's not me. Can I say that real quick? Well, I just said was me. This is not me, okay? I don't want to take credit for somebody else's work. These are a variety of scholars. I'm just going to read a couple of things. Just follow along. I think you'll pretty much get what's going on. Scholar 1. The sin was not an act of impulse or ignorance, but the result of a continued and willful rejection of the truth concerning Jesus. It's deliberately choosing to insult the Spirit, and by doing that, they forfeit the ministry of the Spirit in their lives and will never be forgiven. That's Scholar 1. Scholar 2. Blasphemy, and this comes from J.F. Walvoord, for those who are like Dallas the people, attributing to Satan what is accomplished by the power of God. This is one of the reasons that you'll hear me say, hey, you know, when something's going on in somebody's life, you need to be careful not to say that, you need to be careful not to go, well, that's not the Lord. You don't know that always. You need to be careful. Just be aware you're not, you know, you're not the Lord. The Lord does different things to different people. And no, he doesn't always follow the same pattern. And no, he doesn't care that you don't like that. So then the next thing, here's Scholar 3. Slandering the Spirit is to look at the miraculous works of the Spirit present in Jesus's ministry and ascribe these works to Satan. So you're getting this kind of flow in this, that the way that this blasphemy is like kind of very specific. It's like, well, could I have done that accidentally? No, this is a continual and deliberate process. So if you think, oh man, I'm worried I've committed this sin, I can tell you right now, somebody who has a concern about committing this sin, that's proof you've never committed the sin, because you would not care if you did commit it. You wouldn't care about offending the Lord. That would never happen. See, it's just like a contradiction in there. Here's the next scholar. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit can mean attributing the ministry of exorcism that Jesus performed to Satan's power. So that's a very limited scope right there. Another scholar says it can't be done today because it can only be done to Jesus. I don't like that one. I'm not buying that. Two more scholars. One, the only unpardonable sin is the persistent refusal to acknowledge the presence of God in the ministry from Jesus Christ. Wow, that's a little thin. Here's my favorite. This comes out of ESV Study Bible, of which it's just a lot of great scholars. It's just, you know, you don't have to love it or whatever. It's not I don't get anything for that. I just think it's a really good one. It says, blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. The sin is attributing to Satan what is accomplished by the power of God. and doing this through a flagrant, willful, and persistent rejection of God and his commandments. This sin is committed today only by unbelievers who deliberately and unchangeably reject the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's like, what? Look, if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, this is not your problem. This is directed at Pharisees and Sadducees who continually rejected Jesus and then attributed to the power of Jesus Christ, Satan's hand. It's like, look. That's it. Just don't let Satan use it against you, because he will, because he's the accuser of the brethren, and maybe we should add in false accuser at that as well. Remember, he is the father of lies, so false accusations would just be a normal process for him. And so understand that these are serious elements, but not something that you're probably, I hope I never did that. Yeah, if you did it, you wouldn't care. In other words, you're out. You've already rejected. You're done. And now ascribing the work of Jesus Christ or the power of the Holy Spirit manifested to satanic references is just not the way to go. So I will say this for the Baptists who listen to the show who think, could I have done that regarding Pentecostals? Nah. You mean you're going, I don't know if that's the Lord. Cool, but you don't know if it's the Lord, so back off. And then Pentecostals attributing that to charismatics going, oh, I don't know if that's the Lord. Yeah, you don't know, so just back off on that. Let the Lord take care of it. He's big. He can handle it. He knows how to care for his own reputation. You can defend him when it comes to people who are denying the faith, not your brothers and sisters like that, okay? All right. Does that make sense? I'm making sure everybody's got that. It's kind of like a comfort teaching in a certain sense because it's like, yeah, so you didn't do that.
Yeah, because you'll be battling your mind, Dave, thinking you've committed it.
You got to pull that back and say, no, I'm not gonna believe the father of lies in this case. If you had committed the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, you could never be forgiven, and you already know you've received forgiveness. So just like move on, okay? Because you can't have sin and enter in, okay? That's kind of how that's gonna work. Okay, trivia question real quickly for you. Let's back it up. The lawyer asked Jesus, what was the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and you shall, what's the rest? See how we do that? That's kind of a nice way to do that, right? The lawyer asked Jesus, of course the lawyer asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? What did Jesus answer? The answer was a little bigger than maybe the person anticipated. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and you shall what? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. That's 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. It's a phone. It won't hurt you. 972-445-0770. Or you can text in, which is totally awesome as well, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? That's pretty straightforward on the teaching. No messing around. Dr. Dave coming in like a doctor today.
Good stuff, Dave.
All right. And we're now going right to the next text. Because why? Because that's what we do. If you have an answer to a trivia question, don't hesitate to respond to us. Otherwise, we're just moving forward. And then I'll give the answer of the trivia at the end. Thank you very much. Here we are at verse 33, and this is a fascinating portion because it challenges us, and it challenges us in a very tough area. A tree is identified by its fruit, Jesus said. So Jesus, now, we just finished blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You thinking he's just going to stay on topic. Sharp left turn.
He's back teaching.
It's just like, I think he just wanted to get that in. I got a message for you, Pharisees, and you're not going to like it. All right, back to the teaching. A tree is identified by its fruit. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. Now look at what Jesus says to them. You brood of snakes. Oh, Jesus never called names to anybody. Okay, see this right here? You brood of snakes. What does it say in the ESV? Is it you brood of vipers or something? Or it's really
you brood of vipers.
Brood of vipers. Okay, brood of vipers. Yes, there it is. So here it is, okay? How can evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Verse 35 in the key. A good person produces good words from a good heart. and an evil person produces evil words from an evil heart. Now, we do have somebody calling in, and we'll grab that call, and we'll have them hold on just a second, but just listen to the rest of this text. A good person produces good words from a good heart, and an evil person produces evil words from an evil heart. And I tell you this, that you must give an account on Judgment Day of every idle word you speak. The words you say now reflect where you will be later. Either you will be justified by your words or you will be condemned. Wow! Your words will either justify you or condemn you. Why is that? Because your words reveal your heart and your heart reveals what's processing in you. You get that? We'll put it on hold here. We'll have the person answer trivia real quick. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Can you turn your radio down just a bit? It's just got a little echo. Perfect. Okay, you there?
You there? Yes, sir.
Yep, turn it down just a little more. You're going to have to turn it off because it has a feedback loop. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't have a Verizon service, so I can't hear you.
You got to remember, brother, to turn that down. That's a big issue because it feeds back and everybody can only hear the loop. So that's really important. All right, my friend, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. All right, the question is straight out. Lawyer asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and...
and to your neighbors.
As?
As yourself.
That is correct, am I now? You are right, sir. That's an important part. It's like Jesus is going, look, it's not just about loving yourself. And see, people, I've actually heard somebody preach, well, those two commandments don't involve yourself. Well, yes, they do. The second commandment specifically says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You don't just love yourself. You love others like you're loving you. Give to them what you want to be given to you. Or, you know, do unto others you'd have them do unto you. It's that type of mentality, straightforward. So, excellent job, brother.
Good, good, good.
How are you doing?
Right now I'm hot, and I asked Dee to give me a cold water. He said, I have a boiling water for you. I said, okay, I'll pray, and God will make it cold for my body.
You know, here's the one thing. You know it's tough when 99 degrees feels like a cool day.
Yeah, that's correct, in Texas.
What's the temperature? It's totally cool. It's 99.
Cool. Hey, I have a prayer request. Pray
sure.
for me. Another day, my car broke down, so I just dropped it at the shop. So pray for the person who's going to work on it so he'll be honest and diligent. And may the Lord bless him and bless us so our car will be fixed. So.
All right. So what you're wanting to do is not be scammed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying it the way you're feeling it. So let me just pray for you, okay?
Yes.
Father, we come before you right now, lift up Samson to you. We ask you to bless him. We ask you to encourage him. Don't let him, Lord, give in to fear that somebody's trying to just take advantage of him. And Lord, the person that's working on the car, let them be forthright. Let them be, in fact, a blessing to Samson. That's what we're praying, that you would have that person be a blessing to him and to care for him and to, you know, have a real sincere heart. We're asking you to protect him. And then now, Lord, also we pray that Samson would be a blessing to that person and that it would be reciprocal and that he'd be able to show kindness and grace and mercy and that, Lord, you would help him in his situation and push out the fear that's trying to creep its way into his heart and mind. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so just to finish up on this teaching, we're talking about your words and so on and so forth. Here's the big thing about what Jesus is teaching between Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, basically verse 35 to 37, and that's this. If you want to know where you're at, listen to your own words. They will identify to you and for you where you're at. In fact, I know this is going to sound terrible, but if you really want to be honest about it. You should record your conversation. Now, what's bizarre about this, I had this dream where I was speaking and every word I was speaking was going up on a wall. And you're looking at it on a wall and I'm like, did I say that? You know, just like sometimes you say things that maybe you shouldn't say and you need to be a little more careful, right? Evaluate where your heart is at by what your words are demonstrating where your heart is at. And hopefully it'll be plenty of Thanksgiving in your speech, right? Because then you'll have a thankful heart. All right, we're going to take our break. So for those in San Diego, we want to let you know, if you go to hemustincrease.org, which is our website, click on the Listen Live button. You can keep listening. Otherwise, keep listening to the shows that are on KBRITE. And for our Texas audience, very simple. I'm going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 and KBRITE 1240. Short break. Don't go anywhere. And sleep, for you
have made me safe. This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down. And we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.